And then something that they had rope tied to a tree with a seat across.
Swing.
And you said
are there other terms for
that? Yes, there are. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Many people call that a swing.
Oh, a swing.
Swing, yeah. Now, you were talking about coming by the coal, where you would store coal. What would you carry coal in?
Coal bucket. There are scuttles, but I think that's what you put it in with, isn't it?
I think so. I think that's something bigger.
What we'd call a shovel.
Yeah. What would they call it? It's almost like a small buggy, a little vehicle that had one wheel and two handles, and to put heavy things, to carry heavy things.
Oh, a wheelbarrow?
And, now, you probably won't know this, a rock that they used to sharpen things.
Mm-hmm. Whetstone.
Whetstone. And do you remember hearing of one that was, it was like a whetstone, but larger. I mean, it had a handle.
A grinding stone. Grindstone.
And
my mother-in-law used to say if someone made a sharp, cute remark about something that was rather clever, she said, "Oh, they've been roosting on a grindstone."
Oh. Commonly, did people usually say car, or did they say auto or automobile more when you
car?
Were,
I've never
car
heard anything
always.
But auto, but car, unless car. Somebody was on an advertisement or something.
Now to keep a baking pan from sticking, what would you do to it?
Grease it.
And if you did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday I
greased it. Yeah. I would say grease.
Yeah, would say.
That. I would use the Z
I would
sound.
Too, yeah.
I've never quite gotten away from that, and it's still easier to say garage than garage.
If you got grease on your hands, then you'd say your hands were all
greasy. Now, I do say greasy, I don't think I say greasy.
Yeah.
I'm inconsistent.
But now you do say the word itself. You just say grease.
I think I do. Yes, I'm sure I say grease.
No, that's not inconsistent. Like if you say your hands are
greasy.
Uh-huh.
Greasy.
Or if you ate, for example, let's see, there some people make a little distinction here. If you ate a stew that they had not skimmed the grease off of it, and you looked and it had gotten cold, and you looked at it, and that was, you might say that was all.
Oh, greasy?
Uh-huh.
Greasy. Uh-huh. And I say,
You see, some people make a distinction there. Some people have both those words, greasy and greasy. But they make a kind of distinction in the way they use them. If they're talking about it being on their hands, it'll be different than like if they were talking about their food.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I was trying to get at. See, that's not unusual. Do you know what they used to burn in lamps before they...
Coal oil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that the same as kerosene?
Yes, but it has a difference in the flammability of it, the percentage of something in it that would make it flammable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know, if you notice, I have one in my living
mm-hmm,
room,
mm-hmm.
But it is a special bought oil.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad had a fit when he first saw it because he said, "That's too dangerous. Kerosene now has such a high..." I don't remember what he called it, but it will catch fire so much quicker than it used to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't think they have those anymore, but inside the tires of cars, they used to have inner
tubes.